You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Let's play the game. Let's have a few laughs representing for the dudes today. It is Lucas. Hey, Lucas, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, Lucas. Thank
We're
you.
We're well, Lucas. So glad you called.
Very
what do you
good.
Do, sir?
I'm excited. Let's go.
What do you do for a living?
Currently, I am finishing my degree in social work.
Nice.
Yeah, a little late in life change.
Oh, really? How old are you?
36.
Well, that's not
that's
late
not
in
bad.
Life.
No.
But it's later in life for a career change. But
it is. It certainly is, but whatever. Who cares?
I was talking to somebody the other day who knows a guy who's 71 and he's going back to get like a master's degree or something.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Well,
that's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, why?
I
like,
don't
man,
know.
I feel like doing homework again.
So when you say you're 36, you don't worry. You're not later in life.
What career are you leaving?
I am leaving the medical field.
All right. So you're kind of staying in the general vicinity.
Right.
I guess it's mental health maybe you're going to be doing. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just a different side.
Maybe you're getting some work credit, maybe, for some of your classes, or?
No? Not as much as I would like.
All right.
Listen, good luck to you. The boys are counting on you to kind of extend the lead, but Jackie says, whoa, not so fast. She's going to try to tie it up for the girls today. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi.
So glad you're here. What's your line of work?
I'm an event planner.
Ooh.
What's the next big event you got coming up?
Actually, I have a group coming in this weekend.
For what?
A little tech group.
A tech group. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that what groups are the rowdiest? What industry?
Tech is definitely the rowdy.
Tech goes crazy.
They know how to party and have a good time. Yes.
They know how to let loose.
Yes, they do.
All right. What's the how much is the event costing?
This one's a lower end, so probably about $300,000.
Oh, it's on the lower end.
That's a pittance.
What's on the high end usually? What does that cost?
I've had my largest tech group do about $2 million with me.
Holy crap. And
what
did they
get for their $2 million?
Yeah.
They bring in big name groups that do entertainment and they just literally put out food and beverage all day long.
Yeah, they got money
That's
to spend.
A lot of food and beverage. What are the big entertainers that they've brought in?
Carrot Top.
No, we had Ludacris this year, which was awesome.
Luda?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Luda was there?
Wow. What Luda did he
was
charge?
In the house.
What did he charge
Actually,
for an event?
I don't know. I did not book him, but I want to say in between $50,000 and $60,000 is what I heard.
How long did he have to stay?
He played for about a 45-minute set. It was really good, actually.
Not a bad
I would
number
think
for that amount.
It would be more money than that.
I mean, he's
you
big, but
so.
He's not that big anymore, is he?
$50,000 to come in and do an event? That's
for 45 minutes?
He's Luda. He was at the Ding Dang Super Bowl halftime
He's Mr.
Show.
Chris.
Hmm.
I don't know.
All right, listen, let's play the game. Here's what's going to happen. Jeremy is going to ask Jackie some questions that dudes probably a little more likely to know, and then I'll ask Lucas some questions that women probably a little more likely to know. Best out of three wins gets the prize and the point. If we are tied after three, we segue into sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. The boys are up first today. Lucas, you ready for me?
Let's go.
All right. There's a celebrity TV couple that runs a company called Magnolia. Who are they?
Magnolia.
Take a guess.
Come on, man.
No idea.
That is the Dork Chip. And the delightful, lovely, fantastic Joanna Gaines.
Chip and Joanna,
Chip and
man.
Joanna.
They're down in Waco.
Oh, I still love Joanna.
Boy.
I don't care who knows. All right, back over to Jackie we go.
Jackie, here's an artist worth every penny. Eddie Vedder. And he is the lead singer for what band?
What is his name?
Eddie Vedder.
Don't Google it.
Who is it? Take a guess. Hurry.
AC/DC? Guess.
No! Little band called Pearl Jam.
The Jam, the PJs.
Mr. Jam.
Still 0-0. Back we go to Lucas. Lucas, what do you call the cake pan that is shaped like a ridged ring? What is that cake pan called?
A bundt pan?
That is correct.
Look at you. You know your bundt cakes. You. Well done.
Jackie's
My grandma would be proud.
Yeah. She was a big
proud
bunter.
Of you anyway.
She's a big baker.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Jackie's turn.
Sweet Jackie. Do you remember Peyton Manning?
I do. I've met him, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He winked at me.
Right?
Yeah, he wasn't as nice in person as I thought he was.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to say.
Oh, don't say that.
My only experience with Peyton Manning is he winked at me. He was doing an interview at one of our sports stations, and he left, and he was out in the hall, and he hit the hand sanitizer machine, and he turned around and looked at me in the mix studio and just winked at me and then walked off.
Oh.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Anyway, when he played for the Broncos, what was his jersey number?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Guess.
Seven?
Ooh, no.
That was
18.
Elway was seven. PFM was 18.
You're not doing so good, Jackie.
I know.
Man.
In fact, you're on the brink of defeat if Lucas gets this. Lucas, if you get this question right, you will win the game. If you miss it, Jackie will have one more chance to try to salvage a tie and send it to overtime. You can put it away here. If you can tell me, what does OBGYN stand for?
It's obstetrics and gynecology.
Yeah, that's close enough. You're a
winner! He just left the healthcare field.
Yes.
Come on, man.
I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about his wife's female parts.
I bet you were.
All day long. Jackie, you were a treat to talk with, and thank you for all that information about these events, but I'm afraid you are going to have to absorb a little medicine. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
All right.
Boys rule.
Go listen to some Pearl Jam, Jackie.
I will.
All right.
You have a great day. Thank you for being
here. Thank you. Show.
Well, Lucas, you did well. You got 2 out of 3, and you put the boys up 3-1 for the month. They probably I think they can win the month next time we play.
All right. Good luck with your new gig, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, boys. And this was a lot of fun this morning.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, you please stand by. Josh wants to tell you all about your tickets, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning.